This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we begin this hour with an issue and a debate that may have the power to move an important constituency in the state of Texas. The solidly red state of Texas has a huge Latino population. And there were hints in the 2012 election that Latino voters in Texas, frustrated over gridlock in Washington, the economic setbacks for the middle class, and the absence of a national policy on immigration, may be evolving into a reliable constituency for the Democratic Party. Then last month, the majority Republican Texas legislature signaled that it was not about to shed its conservative credentials at all. Governor Rick Perry signed into law a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
It is our responsibility and duty to give voice to the unborn, the individuals whose survival is at stake. This bill lives up to that responsibility. It also is our responsibility to improve the quality of care for women in this state, ensuring that any procedure they undergo is performed in clean, sanitary, and safe conditions by capable personnel.
That Republican victory followed a narrow defeat for the exact same bill a few weeks earlier when pro-choice Texas women mobilized and with some savvy procedural moves, including a filibuster, won the day.
Senate Bill 5 would prohibit an abortion past 20 weeks of gestation, and that gestational age itself, there's some argument about the way it's defined in the bill.
That filibuster, very long filibuster, by State Democratic Senator Wendy Davis made her an instant national political figure and framed the national debate on abortion once again as a divide between men and women, a gender gap that puts women solidly in the Democratic Party camp nationally. That's the theory anyway. But what of Texas? The abortion law has started a potentially crucial debate among Latino politicians that could have implications for how the state votes in national elections and what its congressional delegation will look like after next year's elections. Lillian Ortiz joins us. She's a board member of the National Abortion Rights Action League, or NARAL, Pro-Choice Texas. Lillian, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John.
My question to you is, why do you think the Republicans in Texas are doing this now, and what are the repercussions within the Latino community?
You know, John, I think that they're really just catering to a certain group within the Republican Party, an extreme part of the party. And I have to say that we've had plenty of Republican men and women who've talked to us and said, we're not very happy about this, but this is what some of our politicians are doing, again, because they're catering to primary voters here in Texas. And I think that what's happening is, without them realizing, they've kind of awoken a beast. There are a lot of people who are getting involved in not only this issue, but in politics in general at this point, who maybe weren't involved before, but feel like this was such an overreach that they really want to get involved in these issues and the movement and really want to hold elected officials accountable for what they do.
What are the specific health consequences, reproductive rights consequences, as you see them for Latina women?
Well, in Texas, Latina women have, for instance, the highest rate of cervical cancer amongst all racial and ethnic groups. And this is something that is easily diagnosed and it can be treated if caught early. But in Texas, you know, we don't have access to the preventive care services that you would expect people to have. So along the Rio Grande Valley area, where it's a predominantly Hispanic population, you see really high numbers. 39% of women don't get prenatal care when they're pregnant in Texas. So I think what you see is sort of the systemic chipping away at access to basic preventive services. And then now with the bill that just passed, you also see chipping away at access to abortion care services. So across the board, you really have a situation where Texas women don't have, especially Texas women who are poor, low income, women of color, don't have access to reproductive care services. So that just tells you a lot about where women are on the priority list for the Republican Party in the state.
Although Governor Perry explicitly said that this bill and the writers of this bill take pains to point out that it actually attempts to increase access to prenatal care and women's health care precisely in that area, that the number of clinics will go up. You don't buy it?
I don't know where they're getting that from. I think the comments that you just played from Rick Perry say a lot. You know, this bill that just passed does nothing to improve women's health care. They had every opportunity during the process to include amendments that would have done that. And at every point, they shot it down and basically said, we're not interested in that. We want the bill as is. His comments also about, you know, caring for children are, I think, very hypocritical because in Texas, 1 in 4 kids lives in poverty. The majority of those are Latinos. And we have about 30,000 kids in foster care. 40% are Latinos. And yet these same people don't do anything to help the kids who are here. They don't do anything to help the women who are trying to raise these kids. So, you know, these comments that are being made about how this improves women's health care, how this is going to be a positive, you know, that's reaching at best.
Through the filter of this abortion choice debate, do you think this issue is driving Latino voters into the Democratic camp, changing the sort of political outlook of the entire state of Texas as we get into the 2014 and 2016 election season?
I think it's definitely contributing. I think with Latinos, there's this sort of myth that we are always anti-choice or we, you know, are very conservative in our values in certain ways. And I think that we are a community that values family values. But I think that the family values that we value are a little bit different than what the Republican Party seems to think that we value.
Lillian Ortiz, NARAL Pro-Choice Texas board member, speaking to us from Houston. Lillian, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now the Republican view within the Latino community of a state abortion law that the GOP says is pro-women's health and more about principle than politics. Texas State Representative Jason Villalba is a Republican from Dallas. He supported the anti-abortion measure and voted in favor of the bill last month when it was debated in the Texas legislature. He says this law is about protecting women of color in the state, not targeting them in some way.
A Republican takes the perspective not that we're taking away rights from our female citizens, but that we're granting rights to our most vulnerable Texans, the youngest, the smallest, the unborn. I'm now, my wonderful, beautiful wife is 5 months pregnant. But when we went to the doctor to look at the sonogram and we saw the sonogram at 13 weeks and 14 weeks, I'm seeing fingers and toes and movement and you know, if you tap on my wife's belly, she would the baby would look at us. And I said to myself, this is a child. Now, I know that's the argument that we have, but I felt as a policymaker, I have a duty to protect that entity just as I would have a duty to protect a 5-week-old born baby.
A couple of tough questions here. I'm a father of five, and I've seen a lot of sonograms in my day. Do you think the fact that you and your wife are involved in this wonderful story right now emotionally distorts you in terms of the public health issues of the vulnerability of the unborn versus the vulnerability of women in poverty or women who are facing unwanted pregnancies for one reason or another?
No, I don't. I mean, look, I know that I am emotionally charged by this issue because of my recent experiences having seen the sonograms. But this is my third child. So like you, I've seen a number of sonograms. What this comes down to is understanding that I feel as a policymaker that I have a duty to protect Texas citizens. And so I weigh that versus the concerns that people have expressed on the other side about taking away women's rights and rights to reproductive health and, more importantly, rights to this procedure. But remember, we're not prohibiting abortion in the state of Texas. We're just saying that currently, under current law, after 24 weeks, you cannot have an abortion, except in the case of severe fetal abnormality or health to the mother. And we're moving that period back to 20 weeks because it's become clear from the scientific perspective that, you know, at 20 weeks, we're nearly viable. I mean, I think the statistics show that even at 21 weeks, babies can be viable. And so that's where that came from. So, no, I don't believe that my perceptions are skewed by my personal situation. But I can tell you as a person who believes strongly in protecting the unborn that it was something that was important to me generally.
And if young women make the decision to cross the border into Mexico and avail themselves of services that are diminishing in Texas and perhaps increasing and more available on the other side of the border under circumstances that there's no sort of regulatory environment for, you're comfortable with that?
Well, I'm not comfortable with that. And I don't like that argument. I've heard that before. One of the first articles that came out was saying that, you know, this is going to result in abortion mills popping up all along the south of the border. I don't subscribe to that belief. I mean, one, I don't think these surgical centers are going to close. So I think they're going to remain available. Even if they don't, these people who are going to want this procedure are able to drive a short distance, it could be 100 miles, it could be 200 miles, in order to get this procedure that they need. So to suggest that, you know, there's going to be a significant number of people that go into Mexico to receive the abortion pill overnight, I don't buy that argument. I think that's one that's a scare tactic that's used by the other side. I don't sense that that's happening. I don't think there are any real statistics that show that that's occurring or will occur. And I just don't believe it's an accurate assessment of what will happen.
Before we go, you referred a number of times to the other side, and I understand what you're talking about there. Is there an other side within the Latino community? And in that community, what's the argument like when you deal with constituents who maybe don't feel the way that you feel about this?
As far as the Latino community is concerned, it's curious to me that these arguments are deriving from the Latino community. If you go into the Latino community in any real capacity, you'll find quite quickly that this is a community that believes strongly in the culture of life. They're disproportionately Catholic, and they're pro-life. And so if you look and ask Hispanics how they feel about these issues, they're overwhelmingly pro-life. And so I don't sense that there's a great outcry from the Latino community against what has occurred. I think we have heard from voices within the Latino community, and of course we're going to have a different perspectives from different constituencies. But I think generally the Hispanic community is probably more pro-life than the Anglo community.
So, at the risk of being an insensitive journalist who's only concerned about political numbers, et cetera, I am talking to a politician, however, a principled one. What do you say to the notion that, unlike issues like, say, immigration, which appear to be pushing Latinos away from the GOP, do you believe abortion will pull Latinos into the GOP in the state of Texas between now and 2016?
Surely people don't believe that Republicans are proposing this kind of legislation purely to gain political favor. There are other ways that the party could do that that wouldn't be so divisive, because we recognize this is a divisive topic, and we know that some people feel very strongly about this who don't agree with us. And so, you know, I'm concerned about that. Now, as immigration is concerned, from the Latino community's perspective, you know, that's one where I believe our party has to do a better job of reaching out to Latinos in a real and meaningful way, and, you know, talk about and articulate why it is that Republicans and Republican values better align with the philosophies and principles of the Hispanic community than our friends in the Democratic Party. And I don't think we've done a good job at that. And I think some of the rhetoric from our side has been a little white hot and has been pejorative and pushed away some of my brothers and sisters in the Latino communities. But I think we're on the right side of their beliefs and principles on the life issue, and I'll continue to fight for that because I think it's important.
All right. Texas State Representative Jason Villalba, Republican from Dallas, thanks so much.
John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having this conversation. I'm glad that you'd give me the opportunity to describe a little bit about our perspective on this issue.